good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Praise God. Praise God. Give God praise on tonight. We give God the praise. When praises go up, the blessings of God fall down on you and me. And I thank God that as long, he said, let everything that have breath. Come on, somebody. If you're on this line, you're breathing. Pastor Rebecca, myself, the Church Family New Creation Christian Ministries, we thank God for you. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So I thank God for people that know how to praise, people that know how to honor God, people, amen, that reverence God in the name of Jesus. That's why we pray. That's why we come to God with an expectation, amen, somebody, that God is going to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. I come expecting on Tuesday night, and I pray that you do, because God does what man can't do. Hallelujah. He tells us not to lean on the arm of flesh. That simply means don't depend on people. Don't put all your trust into people. And we thank God for you tonight, because he said, my people who are called by my name, it takes humility, would humble themselves and pray. So we believe in prayer. My wife and I have seen the power of prayer. I know you have a testimony of and a witness of the working of prayer. And Jesus said we ought to always do it. So if you find yourself, amen, sometimes not praying, I pray that God would allow you in the name of Jesus to pray to him. Thank you, Lord. Psalm number 23, we will read tonight and share a few thoughts from the 23rd Psalm. This was read in our church on Sunday, and it's been in my spirit ever since. And just some thoughts I'm going to share from it. The 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David, only 6 verses, but it's powerful. David says in Psalm 23, verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank God for the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. What comes out at me at first, and sometimes we see this, and it's read at funerals, and it's read as a processional, and sometimes at the committal, and the 23rd Psalm is just so powerful, other than moments like that, because it's termed the shadow of death. He didn't say, I walked through the valley of death. He said, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. That there's an image, it's close. There's something that looks like death, but it's not quite death. If we know the life of David, David was a shepherd. And verse number 1, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He kept his father's Jesse's sheep, and he protected the sheep, even from a bear and a lion. David protected his father's sheep with his own life. And that's how he saw the God that he served, that God will protect him. Amen, somebody. And God is protecting you and I from dangers seen and unseen. We don't know as we go throughout our 24-hour day what we miss, what God doesn't allow. So we thank God that he is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. But I want to look at that shadow of death for a minute, and we're going to pray. We remember the Philistines, Goliath. The Philistines were an enemy of David, and they always tried to kill David. They always went to war against the people of God. Remember, he defeated Goliath, but Goliath was coming to kill David. And in the book of Samuel, it said the Amalekites, they came and they invaded David's territory, They came there looking for David. They took the wives and children because David and his men were gone, but God spared David's life because David was out. And then we see Saul. We sometimes don't understand the magnitude of the scripture that David wrote, because Saul was the king of Israel and Judah. And there was thousands upon thousands of soldiers and men looking for David because he had a hit out on David's life. And David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to be in fear. Even my own sons, Adonijah and Absalom, are trying to take over my kingdom. They want to take my life. And David escaped death so many times. Come on, somebody. So all these things were after David, and he's hidden caves. And yes, he had mighty men of valor, but David was on the run. You and I are not running from anybody. And I thank God that he's protecting us. But he says also that, and I pray tonight, it said he anoints our head with oil, that God would guard our minds. Glory be to God. I need God to anoint my head with oil because he needs to protect our thoughts. God needs to keep us from worrying. He needs to keep us from panicking and having anxiety. And this is why we got to pray, because our circumstance and our situations can be overwhelming. Amen, somebody. But we pray for one another. We bear one another burdens on this prayer line. And he says, I'm going to restore somebody's soul tonight. I don't know who that's for. God says to restore the person's soul. I make them lie down near green pastures for his name's sake. And he restores our soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor said he makes us lie down. He makes us rest because we get weary. We get tired. And we got to pray sometimes to know when to stop and know when to rest. So I thank God for his grace and his mercy, which are following us all the days of our life. I said, grace got you. I said, goodness got you. The favor of God is following you, beloved. You got to believe what David was saying. He was in a lot of trouble, but he's telling you and I in our generation, if the Lord is our shepherd, if God is our father, if Jesus is our Lord and our Savior, we have a protection. We have a provision. We have, glory be to God, a priest that sits high and look low. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, we pray for us tonight. You are our shepherd. You are the one that make us rest. You are the one that allow good things to happen in our lives. Goodness and favor are following us as we go on that job interview, as we fill out the applications, as we're looking for houses and new careers. As God, we're looking to you to provide in an unstable economy. Oh, you're the God who is able.
Yes, Lord.
You're the God that will and shall. And we're praying to that God. We thank you for my wife and I for over 22 years of marriage. We thank you that the grace of God has followed us over these 22 years. We thank you for our family and our children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Justin and Hakita, Marcus and Kayla, we lift them up before the Lord tonight, our seed, our offspring. Call out your children's name tonight. Goodness and mercy are following them all the days of their life, and they're covered under the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that God, we shall have no fear. You have not given us the spirit of fear,
yes,
but of love, power, of a sound mind.
Yes,
God. So, God, I pray, and we bind up the spirit of worry.
Yes.
We bind up that spirit of discouragement and frustration.
Yes.
And here it is, the spirit of confusion.
Yes.
I'm sensing that tonight, Pastor. That there's a chaos in somebody's life. That there's a confused situation. But God got you.
Amen.
God will make the crooked straight. God will bring it into order. Whoever you are, receive it by faith. It looked like it's falling apart, but God's about to put it back together.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It looks like wherever you look, it looks like things are not working out, but the devil is a liar.
Yes,
God. God's going to bring things back in order in your home, on the job, in the church. God is a God of order. He said, "Things do things decently and in order." So I thank God he's not the author of confusion. So God, we speak peace.
Yes, Lord.
We speak peace to every person on tonight.
Yes, God.
That one walking through a tough place. That one walking through a trial and a test. That one who's been tried in the fire, God. We pray they strengthen the Lord tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And by the way, we bind up the spirit of sickness.
Yes, Lord.
I felt that right now. We pray for Rashida's strength in the Lord.
Yes.
We speak to her body right now. We send your word over to East Orange General Hospital, and we say, Rashida, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And everyone looking this way for prayer, speak healing into the atmosphere.
Yes.
Speak healing over your own life, if that is you, with infirmity in your body. Speak healing over your children, over your family, in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The psalmist David said, you restore our soul, and right now we're praying for restoration in every area.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praying for restoration over my body, total restoration in the name of Jesus. I pray for my wife, total restoration in the name of Jesus. We pray for Kayla, total restoration in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray for those listening in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, God.
Yes, God.
So, God, as we move forward by faith,
yes,
as we believe in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
not by power. You said it's not going to be by might,
yes,
but it's going to be by your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We no longer have the spirit of this world, but we have the spirit which is of God. So, God, we thank you that greater is he that's in us. I feel this thing strongly tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
That he that is in the world. So, yeah, we can say the devil busy, but our God is busier.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God has angels watching over you and your family, over your money, over your mammon, over your increase. God has angels watching over your future. In the name of Jesus, I said no weapon against you will prevail. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everyone who comes faithfully to this prayer line. God, you know what they stand in the need of. Somebody need a financial miracle. Somebody need a breakthrough tonight. So, God, we believe our faith is already done. In Jesus' name. As we continue to pray, receive our prayers tonight.
We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. You are an awesome God. You are magnificent, God, and we love you so much on tonight, God. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, oh God. We could not exalt you enough, oh God. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt you, oh God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we just ask that you will continue to have your way, Father God, in our lives, God. We surrender and submit our lives to you, God, and say, have your way.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord. Not our way, but let your way. Let your will be done, God. Not our will, but let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You are the will in the middle of the will. Yes, God. Yes, you are the all-sufficient one. You are El Shaddai, my God. You are our all in all, oh God. And we just love you on today. We praise you. We glorify your name. We thank you for all of the great things that you have done, all of the great things that you have planned for our lives, and the things that you are yet to release, oh God. And we just thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you. Receive our praise on tonight. Receive our worship on tonight. Receive our words of adoration on tonight, God. We praise you. So, Lord, we pray for this prayer line that you will continue to bless, continue to keep, continue, Father God, to manifest your will, Father God, in our lives. Continue to, Father God, bring forth every praise report, God. Continue, Father God, to let these prayers, Father God, be heard and, my God, heard and, Father God, answered in the name of Jesus. Let these prayers be heard and answered. You said, if we come to you praying anything according to your will with confidence and doubting not, that we can be assured that you hear us and that you will give us those things for which we are praying. So, God, we thank you that we come to you with that kind of faith. We come boldly to your throne, God, with that kind of faith, believing you, God, knowing that you are a prayer-answering God, knowing that you are a promise-keeping God, knowing that you are a miracle-working God. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. We exalt you on tonight. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Oh, God, touch every life. Touch every life. Every person that's called in on tonight. Every person that is tuned in. Every person that is on the internet. Every person, oh, God, touch. Every
Lord.
Person in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for divine supernatural breakthrough, oh, God. And every life, God. We pray for the government, Lord. We pray for the government of this United States of America, God. We pray for everything that's going on in the White House, everything that's going on in the Council, everything that's going on, oh, God. Oh, my God, hallelujah, in our government, oh, God, hallelujah. We ask, Father God, that you will give them wisdom, oh, God, that you will, Father God, direct their paths, that you will, Father God, hallelujah, intervene when intervention is necessary, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Continue to, Father God, just be that light, oh, God, hallelujah. Father God, bring every official into salvation, oh, God. Bring every government official into salvation and deliverance, oh, God. Lord, you, the hand of the king is in your, the heart of the king is in your hands,
yes.
Oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for even dealing with those who are in office, oh, God, and those who are in what seems to be control. But, God, we know that you are in control, oh, God. We know that you are, Father God, over all and above all, oh God, and over more powerful than all, oh God. And Lord, so we thank you, Lord, and all knowing, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you already know the beginning from the end.
Mm.
So Lord, we praise you. We pray for every person, every household, every marriage, every child, every person, Father God, that's under the sounds of our voices, oh God. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to move supernaturally and every life. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. We pray for Florida. We pray for Florida. We pray for Florida right now, God. Even with the hurricane that's brewing, oh, God. They say, Father God, they're saying that it's Category 4 or 5, oh God, and we, Father God, we speak to the wind, we speak to the waves, hallelujah, and we say, peace be still in Florida right now, Panama City, in Florida, we say, peace be still in every region, in every town, in every city, in every area, we say, peace be still over every wind, over every wave. We say, peace be still over that hurricane right now in the name of Jesus. And send it back, God. Send it back. Send it back into the sea. Send it back, oh God, to the four winds of the earth. Send it to the four corners of the earth. Send it back, oh God. Let not one life be lost, oh God. Let not one home be lost, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep the power on, oh God. Send it back, oh God. Let not that hurricane hit this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, oh, and we praise you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. We give God praise on tonight for every caller. If you press 1 on your phone, we want to touch and agree with you. If there's a praise report of the goodness of what God is doing in your life, we believe that your testimony will encourage somebody on tonight. We see a hand raised, but if you press 1, we will put your call through as well. We will get every caller tonight. But, Pastor, we're just going to take this first caller, get right to it in the name of Jesus. We thank God. Area code, is that 678? Yes. We see 678. God bless you.
All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I'm driving because I had to take care of something, but I needed to go on the prayer line. And that's the prayer, however your heart leads you. And for directions, I want God to guide me and direct me into the right steps to take in my life.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria tonight, even as you watch over her, as she's transporting, as she's driving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And like David said, the Lord is our shepherd, shall not be in want.
Yes,
he leadeth me. And
yes,
God, I thank you that you're leading her through the power of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
That you'll lead her to green pastures.
Yes.
You'll lead her, amen, to the life of abundance.
Yes.
You'll lead her to the life of prosperity.
Yes.
You'll lead her to the life of success.
Yes.
And God, we thank you that you're leading her to the life of victory. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, have your way in her life. I thank you for her son, her grandson, and her extended family in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bless this mother, grandmother, as only you can. I thank you, hallelujah, the wisdom and the download of discernment and the knowledge that you will give her in this season in her life. God, it will be adequate for everything she needs to accomplish in this season in her life in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her in her weakened areas, God, as only you can. We bind up the spirit of discouragement off of her in any area. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, God, she shall not worry. David said, I shall not be in want.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, God, as you anoint her head with
yes.
oil, keep her mind in peace.
Yes.
Allow the peace of the Lord to be her strength. Allow your angels, even as they're watching over her as she drive and as she get back to her place of residence. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. You and you alone, hallelujah, is the head of her life. So, God, as she call on the name of the Lord, I know you're going to be there for her. As she call on the name of Jesus, God, show up and show out. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. As she call, hallelujah, on her Savior, save her and rescue her wherever she needs to be saved and rescued in the name of Jesus. And God, give her discernment for who to connect with, who to stay away from. Oh, I feel God right there. Oh, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, glory be to God. Lord, help her, even as she sings, as she is a psalmist, as she even sang that song tonight. All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory.
All the honor belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say our hallelujah belongs to you.
Yes.
I love that song.
Hallelujah.
But Lord, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
I absolutely love that song. I love that song. And God, we say hallelujah anyhow. We're going through,
hallelujah.
But we say hallelujah.
Yes.
We may be
hallelujah.
A little in lack, but we say hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We may be going through the valley, but we say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah.
So, God, that's our praise on this prayer line. That's our praise for Sister Maria tonight. We give you a hallelujah as she sang that song. She put it in the atmosphere. And that song is over the prayer line tonight. We shout hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
All the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
to your name. Hallelujah. We shout
hallelujah.
We sing
hallelujah.
We cry out
hallelujah.
Oh, there's none like you, God. We say hallelujah. So that is our highest praise on tonight. Oh, you done started something. You done stirred up something.
Yes.
But God, I
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
As you watch over her.
Thank you.
Bless her. Bless her in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I love you, Lord.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. We love
to
you.
God
amen.
All the glory.
God.
Love you.
Amen.
God.
God save
you
and get to your destination.
Thank you.
But we thank God
thank
for her.
Thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
God,
God
bless
you,
God.
Too. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank
Amen.
God for her.
Amen.
That song, they sing that at New
yes.
Creation sometimes.
Yes.
And I love when our praise team sing that, Pastor.
Yes.
And she just sang it again tonight.
Amen.
That's one of my songs, one of my favorite songs in this season.
Amen.
We hear so much on the radio. We're going to take this other caller. Press 1 on your phone if you want a prayer request, if you want us to pray with you and pray for you. We believe God by faith that he's going to honor your prayer tonight. But this next caller is from the area code 111. We give God praise for you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. How are you?
God bless you.
We're doing well. We're shouting hallelujah, and we're doing all right.
Amen. Amen. I want to give a testimony. I had shared this through Facebook, but I want to put it in the airways. The family that everyone's been praying for that I had mentioned, a lot of them are, well, just about all of them are either atheists or pagan or Wiccan or, you know, all of that, all of the above. One of my cousins is, they all live in upstate New York, like right at the border of Canada. And so I don't see them on a regular basis, but my one cousin, he's had some health issues. He's a prison guard, and he's had some falls and some fractured skull and all different types of things over the period of his career working in the prison. But he had a tumor near his pituitary gland. And my uncle had that and had to go through a surgery, a brain surgery, and it was pretty extensive, and he's had to be on a lot of different medications since then and so forth and so on. So this cousin was facing the same situation, but God performed a miracle, and he went back, and there's no tumor. There's no evidence of a tumor. There's nothing. So I just want to give God glory. This is one of miracles. You can't deny it. You cannot deny it was a miracle where it was there and now it's not.
Oh my God. Yes.
Glory.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Ahead.
I was
glory. We praise God.
I was sitting before the Lord, and Pastor Rebecca, you had come on and done a quick Facebook Live for us. And I was sitting before the Lord after that, and the Lord said, yes, the test is great, but I'm greater. And I'm like, you know what? That settles it.
Jesus, yes, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
The test is great, but God is greater. Amen.
Yes, it's been a trial, but it's, you know, when you get a testimony like that. So anyway, I wanted to share that because you had shared during the prayer time that God was moving in the midst of that family, that lives were going to be saved, lives were going to be changed, and it's clear that he's making his presence known without a doubt, you know. So I'm just believing that they're all going to turn, you know, they're all going to turn. And be saved. My prayer request is for you know, I launched a business. I did a soft launch. I'm out here walking on the water, and somebody was supposed to be walking along with me, and I don't see him nowhere.
Amen.
You know, so I'm like, you know, we were together actually during the time you came on Facebook Live, Pastor Rebecca. And I had come home from this person, and there you were, and I got to catch the replay, and I was like, you know what? Because I was sitting there thinking, what do I do about this person? Because when God tells me this is the thing to do, I'm just going to jump out there, and I'm going to do it. But this person keeps dragging their feet, and I don't need a Jonah in my boat, you know? So if this is not the right person for me to be partnering with or connecting with or helping me or whatever, then I don't want to, you know, I just want to cut the ties and be done with it. You know, not saying that we won't have a relationship. It's just that we won't have a business relationship. So I need God's wisdom on whether to cut ties with this person concerning the business, because I'm just out here. You know what I mean? I'm just out here doing it. I'm just like, I'm out here doing this thing. And I'm just trusting God that when I lift my foot, he's going to plant it in the right place. I'm just going to take it a step at a time. So That's my prayer request. It's, and if I can say one last thing, I did have someone, he's, how can I be quick, where I can get the paint to paint my house for free, but I have to have someone to actually do the painting. So that's a blessing and a miracle, and I need the second half of that for someone to actually do the painting for me before the weather changes. So that those are the two things that I'm seeking God about right now.
To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory for all the great things that he has done and is doing. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for Father God, Barbara. We thank you for the Mitchell family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that family. Lord, we thank you for the miracle of the tumor being dissipated and totally gone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for, Father God, healing that young man's body, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for bringing this family to salvation and deliverance. God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that as your word goes out, Father God, that it will not come back void, oh God, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it, oh God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed and the captives will be set free, God. So, Lord, we declare them saved, oh God, delivered, set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's not your will that anyone should perish, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we declare and decree it already done in Jesus' mighty name, oh God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for moving miraculously upon the hearts of the people, all of the family members, oh God, and even the extended family members and those, Father God, that are, Father God, even beyond the scope, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are blessing the generation, that you are blessing, Father God, throughout the family lineage, that you are blessing, that you are delivering, that you are saving, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you, God. Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for the business, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for Barbara's business, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you've given her, the work that you put into her hands, the ability that you've given her to get wealth, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
That you have given her the ability to get wealth, oh God, that to create wealth, oh God, that you've given her the ability, oh God, to produce, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you that every barren place, Father God, will be replenished. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural overflow. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Mama Koshelikida. For every item being sold out, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the right connections, God. We thank you, Lord, for even, Father God, removing the wrong connections, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine wisdom from on high that you will begin to show her. Oh, glory, hallelujah, even in more clarity, oh God, with certainty, oh God, those that you will have her to walk with and those that you have said no to, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, oh God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Mama, of course, hallelujah. Get up. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we ask for wisdom, God. Let her know, God, who you have ordained, oh God. Let her know. Give that the higher, higher height and height of discernment, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the house to be painted, God. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful, Father God, painting, coats of paint, God, that will be applied to her house, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that it's already done. We thank you that it's already done, God. The dedication, blah, 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 that you are providing, God, hallelujah, you have provided. Lord, we thank you for manifestation. We thank you for revelation, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Send them to the house, oh God. Send them in, oh God, that person, those people that are going to paint the house, God. We ask that you send them, oh God. Reveal, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name and we magnify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. You're worthy. I see you standing in the middle of a room and it's cakes and pies and pastries all around you and I see order slips. I see order slips printed out, and orders just printed out, and you're standing and you're filling orders. Hallelujah! And orders are coming in. There's no one in the room with you. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no one in the room with you. You are standing there, and you're looking around, and you're quite content, and you're happy, and you're moving, and there is a team, though, that you have put together, a staff, a team of people working with you. My God, hallelujah, and you are directing them. They are standing by. They're not in the room, but they are standing by, hallelujah, hallelujah, for you to call and give instructions to them, to tell them what it is that you would need them to do. Hallelujah. God said there are more with you than against you. My God, and even as I was praying, hallelujah, asking God to give you discernment to show you who was with you and who was not, I saw a person, and I heard God say she knows. I heard God say she already knows the answer. I heard God say that so clearly, she already knows the answer. But as I continued to pray, I saw someone standing. I don't know who this person was, but they were standing in the middle of the floor. And it was like the murder series and Nancy Drew. This person was standing there. It's like a silhouette of this person standing there, and they were holding a knife in their hand, and they were just standing there. And I was like, my God, what is that? Who is that? You know, and God is discerning. God is going to show you, my God, who's for you. He's going to show you who's against you. He's going to show you who's coming to murder the division. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. They try to murder the division. They try to annihilate the plans. My God, in the name, put a kink in the works. And God is saying, you are not going to be, if your discernment is already high, and you're not going to be able to couple up and partner up with anyone who is not, does not have the plans of God in mind for you and what God has given you to do pertaining to your business. Hallelujah. So we bind up that spirit of sabotage right now. We bind up the spirit of murder. We bind up that assassinating spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the team, my God, that is being assembled even now, oh God, on standby. There's a team on standby. There are people waiting to help you. We thank you, Lord, for the team on standby that's going to come in and roll up their sleeves and work even with the promise of future rewards. My God. My God. In other words, you ain't going to have to pay them now, but with the promise of future rewards as the business takes off, even as you give them the promise of future rewards, God says, that team is on stand. That standby team is being assembled, put together even now, in Jesus' name. Yeah. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, and we consider it done. We consider it done. And I just see that yellow. I just see that yellow paper, and it says sold out. I just see that yellow paper on your website, and it says sold out. And that's how fast God is going to move your goods. He's going to move your baked goods that quickly because God says it's unique. What I've given her is unique. Nobody else is doing it. So there's a demand. There's going to be a demand put on it, those baked goods that you have, you're offering. So get ready for the overflow. Get ready for, my God, get ready. The windows of heaven are open. You're under a fivefold tithe blessing. I got to say it. God told me to say it. He said, you are already under the fivefold tithe blessing. My God. So just go ahead and continue to walk in it and operate in it and watch me work, says the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I don't know. I think God spoke on some things there because I went somewhere else with that, or I was somewhere else. I was just somewhere else, and I was literally there. I was seeing this thing so clearly.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I had to just pull myself up off the floor. So.
Jesus. I knew it. I said, God, you just took me somewhere else. I don't know what's going on, but I was in the heavenly realms right there. I was at the throne.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. I'm not going to take the time on the line, but the silhouette, it bears witness for sure. Someone else had called out years ago, had called out a spirit of Cain on the same person. So you already know. Yeah, so that just confirms, because it's been so many years, and you try to walk in love and you try to keep the door open for relationship and all of that sort of thing. But if the heart is not right, it's not right. And if they're not in the will of God for me, then it doesn't matter. None of that other stuff matters. So I don't have any doubts now.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, and God bless your business. I don't know if I could disclose this.
Sure.
I did put in my order, and I am waiting for that chocolate fudge cake.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, like the lava cake with the chocolate fudge center.
Yeah, it's not as liquidy as the lava, so it doesn't like pour out the way the lava cakes. It's more like a fudgy, like if you bit into a soft fudge piece of candy, it's more like that. And the thing is,
yes,
that was my mom's signature cake. And to this day, when I go to reunion, when I don't bring it, everyone says, where's the cake with the nuts? Where's the chocolate cake with the nuts? You brought all of this and you didn't bring that? Like, that's the thing. And so when you picked that, I was like, oh my gosh, you picked my mom's cake. You know, so
that was
the confirmation. So there's a lot of little breadcrumbs the Lord is just using to lead me through all of this.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So thank you.
Your business is going to be a huge success. I've been talking about it, and I told my daughter, who's also a chef, I said, this is going to be a huge success, because she has signature desserts that no one else is making. So we can't wait for you to come back and launch it publicly on the prayer line, so that we all can get our orders in, because this is going to blow up. You get ready. You be prepared for what God
Thank
is going
you.
To do. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. I'm ready for my cake. Amen. This is you. We're going to launch this website on her website on the prayer line when she's ready. But she has some baked goods that'll make your mouth water, and I can't wait to taste it so I can tell you all about it. Amen. God bless you. We're going to take another caller. Area code 908.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Anthony. How are you?
We're doing well tonight. Good to hear from you. Doing good.
Yes, how are you?
That's good. I'm doing good. I definitely wanted to call in for prayer. I miss you guys. And I also wanted to just let you know, you certainly awakened my taste buds talking about that fudge cake. So I will definitely be checking the website out when that comes about. I definitely have a sweet tooth, and I will be waiting. My mouth was watering, okay?
Amen.
I'm calling in for general prayer for myself, as well as my children, as always.
Well, praise God. Let us go before God's throne in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your daughter tonight, Cece. Hallelujah. Before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her, God, and your hand was on her life. And God, in this stage in her life, we thank you for her daughters and her grandchildren.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, continue to bless this family. Continue to prosper them and build them.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the gifts, God, hallelujah, are being stirred up. Every member in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus,
yes.
God, the talents, the skills, the abilities. God, may it produce a harvest in due season.
Yes, God.
So, God, we thank you for your supernatural hand being on Sister Cece in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
healing in every area of her life.
Yes,
I thank you that she has the mind of Christ and, God, that you will govern and watch over her thoughts.
Yes, God.
Like we read at the outset, you said you anoint her head with oil.
Yes, God.
And you, glory be to God,
her
cup overflows.
Yes.
And runs over. So we thank you, Lord, that the abundance is already in her hand. Abundance is already in her household in the name of Jesus. Now, God, give her wisdom and godly insight where to see, what to go, what to do. Give her the strategies for success as only you can in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you that her love walk for you is increasing. I thank you, hallelujah, that her passion for the things of God is evident.
Yes,
God, keep her excited. Keep her, the fire of God, stirred up in her members, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we shouted hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord, that she's a praiser. She's a worshiper in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless her daughters. Bless those that she loves and care about and that she's concerned about in the name of Jesus. We thank you that there will be no lack, that there will be no dryness, no famine in the name of Jesus. God, water everything that's dry.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Remove every hindrance, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't have the things of God in mind, God, only you, like David said, hallelujah, you are the one that guard and govern and protect. So, Lord, we give her to you, her money, her household, Lord, her business, her job, her career, her livelihood. We put them under the blood of Jesus, and we say, Lord, have your way. So, God, we thank you that you're ordering her steps through your word. As she hear the word, you said, faith come by hearing. Faith come by hearing. And as she called the prayer line tonight, we speak prophetically into her life. And say, be healed, be delivered, be set free in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, God, we bind up the hand of the enemy that's trying to harass her, trying to frustrate her. We bind up discord or confusion, the spirit of chaos in any area. We cancel the assignment of the devil. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I even see the devil trying to frustrate you in certain areas. I see the enemy. You had an expectation. You had an expectation, and the enemy didn't turn out quite the way you thought it would. And the devil's trying to frustrate you in that area. But the devil is a liar.
Because he didn't anticipate.
He did not anticipate that you got a greater anchor in the things of God.
Amen.
He didn't anticipate you having a greater faith in this season in your life. You're not the CC you was last year. You're not the person you was in January. You're not the person you were, glory be to God, not even last month.
Thank you, Jesus.
So whatever the attack is, we don't even need details, but whatever the attack was, whatever the attack is, if it's against your children, if it's against your money, against your body, it will not prevail.
My God. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We cancel the assignment of the enemy.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You just be encouraged tonight. Amen. You just be encouraged.
Absolutely.
Because I see the spirit of discouragement tried to come, but you said, oh, no.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Oh, it tried to knock on your door.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of discouragement. It came a knocking, but you said you can't come in. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Praise God.
We thank God for you. And we look forward to seeing you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Sunday, she should be back.
Well, Sunday. Hopefully, we'll see you Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're so welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Isn't that a song, Pastor? I hate you knocking, but you can't come in. Something like that.
Okay.
Not a God song, but
to God be the glory.
But to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God for her and Peter and Daisy and Diamond.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Zara
and Jewel.
We thank God for Sister Cece's family.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. The Lord, we lift up Mother May Thomas, oh God, that she's on the prayer line right now, God, on the train, oh God, on her way, Father God, back to New Jersey, God. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your hands being around her and the ministering angels being around the train. We thank you for keeping the conductor through the night, God. We thank you, Lord, for the roads and the tracks and the rails being free and clear. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her arriving safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for my sister Rashida. We thank you for her life. We thank you for a successful surgery on yesterday, God. We thank you for total restoration and total healing. Lord, I pray right now over her night that the night nurses will do what they're supposed to do. I bind up every opposing force. I thank you. I bind up every spirit of slothfulness and not wanting unwillingness to do the work to take care of the patients in our hospital. We pray over every patient in our hospital that they will get the care that they need in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will restructure that whole system, that you will bring attention to those who are not doing the work, to those who are in control over about those who are not doing the work. And now, Lord, that you will bring in, Father God, a staff who cares. Bring in the nurses, oh God, who care about the patients, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. Thank you for total healing over my sister's life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Sister Carmen, Nurse Carmen, who came up, oh God, to the hospital today and nursed on my sister, oh God, and stood in proxy with me, stood in the gap with me, oh God, to help me to fight for my sister's patient rights, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, a unified team at New Creation Christian Ministries, that we are stronger and better together. We thank you, Lord, for people, a great people filled with your power. Continue to bless Sister Carmen, bless her household, bless her children, bless her grandchildren, bless her husband, Mingle. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, her coming and her going, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Continue to bless my family, God. Bless my marriage. Bless our church. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries, God.
Yes.
Bless. We bind up every devil on assignment, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are knit together, that every joint supplier. We thank you, Lord, for increase over the church. I decree and declare that you are added to our number every time we meet, those who shall be saved. We decree and declare breakthrough and blessings in the house. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that every need is met in New Creation Church. We decree and declare power, restoration, power, and fire in that church in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We decree and declare souls saved and lives changed every time we come together. Healing, supernatural breakthrough, signs, wonders, and miracles in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that it is so in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Jamal. We pray for his wife, Pastor Gail. We thank you for touching their church, oh God, hallelujah. Cloud 9 International Ministries. We thank you for the work that you've given them to do. God, we thank you, Lord, for the prayer that we prayed over New Creation, that it was manifest also in Cloud Nine International Ministries, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, that they that is a blessed house and blessed leaders, blessed pastors, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, continue to knit them together as one unit, continue to use them mightily for your glory, God. And Lord, we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you today and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Rita and all those listening,
yes,
we send a special blessing to you. God bless the work of your hands. We thank you for Sister Rita's family.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your miraculous hand, your hand of prosperity and blessings and protection being over Sister Rita, her job, her ministry, her career. Everyone looking this way for prayer in the name of Jesus. Gary Thomas and Yvonne Lord G., those calling in, Lord, that did not call in for prayer, we send a special blessing. You said we sent your word. We send your word that they might be healed. So, God, we thank you for deliverance, restoration, and prosperity in every area of life. 3 John 2, you wish above all things that we prosper, be in health, even as our souls prosper. So we thank God for every caller tonight and those that will listen to the recording. God, give them a special blessing and healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Continue to pray for my sister. We're going to go down from this place. I am exhausted. It's been a busy 2 days for us. I was with my sister in surgery yesterday morning at 6 o'clock, and I was with her in the hospital all day yesterday and all day today, just fighting for her, amen, to make sure she got everything that she needed. So please continue to keep me in prayer as we rest up and keep pastor in prayer as we rest up. We have been stretched out over the last couple of days. Meet us in tomorrow for Word Wednesday at New Creation Christian Ministries. Also meet us on Sunday for our service. Amen. As we worship God and praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. My books are here. Pastor just handed me a copy of Moving Forward When Life Lets You Down. Amen. The books are here. Amen. If you need an autographed copy, oh, wow. I don't even have the link up on paper on my website to get a personal autographed copy. But if you need an autographed copy, just send me an inbox or send me a text message and let me know. I want to purchase an autographed copy of Moving Forward When Life Lets You Down, and I will send you a link so that you can pay for the copy of the book, and I will sign the book and ship it to you. Amen. Praise God. Moving Forward When Life Lets You Down. This book is powerful. Amen. Yeah. And I'm so excited about it. I only ordered a few copies. I only had ordered about enough to just get me started, but I want to. These are the first hot off the press. So you want to get one of these books that is hot off the press. Amen. Keep praying for my mom who's on her way here. So please do go to the website. Into the website. We need you guys to continue sowing, continue tithing. Amen. We thank God for every sower. We thank God for every tither. Every seed you sow is bringing forth a harvest. Amen. And your tithe, you already know, I talked about it on the Facebook Live, has a fivefold blessing attached to it. So continue to walk under your fivefold blessing. Amen. Praise God. One more thing I had, and I'm the Women's Conference. Women's Conference is coming up on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. I need intercessors praying for me now. I have never had so much warfare as I'm having over this conference. So please, please, my intercessors, please keep praying. Amen.
Right.
Keep praying. Amen. It is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I know what the devil wants, but he ain't going to get what he wants because God is in control and God will get what he wants. Amen. And that is for this conference to go forth with power. So God bless you. We love you. We praise God for you. Gary, we love you. Mommy, we love you. Pastor Jamal, all of you, we love you. Rita, we love you guys. Amen. Sister Carmen, thank you for coming to the hospital today. Amen. So God bless you. Look, come press your way to church on Sunday. I need to see you Sunday. Pastor and I, we need to see you guys on Sundays. Amen. Especially in the middle of everything that's going on. We need to, you guys to come and hold up our arms come and hold up your leader's arms, amen, on this Sunday and call somebody and tell somebody, look, you need to be in church on Sunday, amen. So God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. I'm going to play. You Made a Way. I know it's long, but you can listen and be blessed. God bless you. Amen.
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause water.